Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thank you for being part of my day and for allowing me to be part of yours. It's like a dream come true for me, and I know that that's how you feel. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. That's the kind of silliness and nonsense you can expect, but you're also going to get smarter, as you know. We consider those who've been listening to our show already to be highly intelligent, and that's what we'll be calling you very soon. Tish Williams is with us, and Tish is a friend of ours. She's the director of the Hancock County Chamber of Commerce in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. And she and I renewed our friendship, so to speak, or our acquaintance, so to speak, in Sacramento a week or so ago when she was out there with me at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference. We stay in touch from time to time because I like her. I like to have her tell you and me about what's going on down there on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. As you know, as you heard me say before in that previous part of the hour, that New Orleans is the one you hear the most about with regard to Katrina, but Katrina didn't come ashore at New Orleans. It came ashore at Bay St. Louis and in Hancock County, Mississippi, and basically blew that county away. But Tish is on the job. She's down there helping her community get resurrected again, and she's here to talk to us about it. Tish, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Jim.
And Tish, you and your folks continue to be my heroes. I admire you so much. We've all felt the pain that you've had and the devastation that you had was of biblical proportion. Basically, your county was blown away, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Overnight, I became the director of the Chamber of No Commerce.
Yeah,
literally.
That's
100% of our businesses were shut down from Katrina, and about 50% of those businesses were severely damaged or destroyed. So it has been an uphill challenge, but the small business people have truly been the champions in all of this recovery.
Tell us about the evolution of resurrecting a marketplace down there. I mean, the insurance offices were blown away, the banks were blown away, the newspaper was blown away, the Chamber of Commerce building, as I remember, was blown away. I mean, when you've got no business, no customers, everybody's, you know, headed for the hills or blown away or whatever, and houses are gone, you know, antebellum homes are blown away. When you've got that kind of devastation, where do you start, Tish?
Well, as we look back, it was really the small business owners who came back immediately to clean up their businesses and do what they had to do to get back in business as quickly as possible to help their community and their neighbors and their families. And it's no surprise to you, small business, the backbone of the nation's economy, is the backbone of this coastal economy. And it is what is bringing this area back. But the sad thing, and this is what many of them will tell you, is that out of the whole recovery process, the small businesses were simply left out.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
There's just been no reward to small business in the aftermath of a disaster, and in this case, a catastrophe. And that's the main challenge that they have. And right now, the big issue today is no seamless wind and water insurance to protect their investment. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight when Congressman Gene Taylor comes to town with Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, and 13 members of Congress to really look at the barriers that are crippling our recovery and to focus on the need for seamless wind water insurance to protect our investment.
The reason why Tish is here today, folks, rather than in a week or so when the anniversary, which is what coming up in what, a couple of weeks?
When August and, 29th, a day you can never forget.
Exactly. And the reason she's here today instead of kind of more toward the anniversary is because of what she was saying. She and I were talking about it when we were in Sacramento together. And she said, well, I've got this event coming up. I'd like to tell your audience about it. And I want you to do that, Tish, because you've got 13 members of the House of Representatives. They're on their, I guess they're on their summer break, and they're coming down to talk about some of these problems, folks. With your insurance, you've got two kinds of you've got regular casualty insurance, property and casualty insurance. Then you've got flood insurance, which covers rising water. But if you don't have flood insurance, your classic insurance policy covers falling water, but not rising water, and maybe not even water from that's being blown in by the wind. And so that's what Tish is talking about. And when we come back after these messages, she's going to talk to us about what they're going to be doing today with these members of Congress. And folks, this is very relevant to you and me, because we all could have this happen to any of us, even if those of us who don't live on the coast. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Tish Williams is our guest. She's the director of the Hancock County Chamber of Commerce, founded in 1945, right, Tish?
Actually, it was founded in 1925.
25? Well, I got some
by
bad...
the Rotary
Oh, okay,
Club.
There it is. There it is. It was renamed in 1945.
Right.
Founded in 25 and renamed from the Bay St. Louis St. Louis Chamber of Commerce to the Hancock County Chamber of Commerce. That's what it was. Anyway, that's a pretty darn good life for a chamber. And of course, what I'm so proud of you, Tish, is you know, your resilience, your dedication, your courage to make the chamber be an important part. Take such an important role in the recovery and the resurrection of Bay St. Louis and Hancock County after the assault of Katrina. And you know, Tish, my audience hears me talk about chambers all the time. They know how much I value chambers, how much I appreciate chambers. They know how often I tell them to join the Chamber of Commerce. You're doing things down there as the Chamber of Commerce that really some things you're doing would be difficult for other organizations to do, like some political organizations. You're cutting across all the boundaries and bringing people together in partnerships that might not have been possible without the glue that the Chamber of Commerce offers. And I just thank you for that.
Well, in fact, a small business owner came into my office just last week, and he said, Tish, the Chamber has never been this responsive to business, and really a catastrophe brings out the best in people and organizations to just dig down deep and do what has to be done. But I have to tell you this, I would not be able to do the things that I am able to do now if it had not been for a grant from the Department of Labor. It has been the single most responsive tool that we have had in our recovery, and that is they were able to help us put people back to work through this grant and assign them to organizations like mine to help us achieve the goals.
How much was the grant?
It's not a direct grant, but what it does is it puts people back to work and assigns them to your organization to help you achieve the goals, and it's run through a contractor organization, and they handle everything, which is even better. They handle
That's
the payroll,
great.
The taxes, and everything.
Give us an idea about what things look like down there right now. What does Hancock County look like?
We're looking better, okay? Many people who have been here before, when they come back, they say, wow, you know, we see the progress. If you'd never been down here before, you might say, oh, my gosh, this place is devastated. But in May, we opened up our bridge, which it was a stunning symbol of our recovery. It's just a beautiful bridge that connects our county to the rest of the Mississippi coast. And pre-Katrina, that bridge, 20,000 cars per day traveled over that bridge. So it was a very important economic.
And that bridge just collapsed?
It was blown away totally by Katrina.
The bridge was blown away. How long is that bridge?
It's about 2 miles.
Wow.
So it's a very important economic tool for our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, we just got some traffic counts. We are at 50% in terms of post-Katrina traffic on that bridge. So that gives you an idea that we our businesses could use a little bit more traffic over that bridge.
Are the banks coming back? Are the banks helping out? What are the banks doing?
The banks were back as soon as possible after the storm. And you can imagine, if you can, you know, an economy without banks. That's what happened right after the storm, and they got up as quickly as possible. In fact, this week we will be opening officially the Hancock Bank building, which is on the beach in Bay St. Louis at the corner of Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's another symbol of our recovery that our bank, which was in a trailer until a month ago, is now physically back up and running in the original historic location for Hancock Bank, which is now, you know, a regional bank.
And how are they working with people who got blown away? I mean, you got defaults on loans, you got mortgages that are going defaulting because people don't have jobs or businesses. How are they dealing with all that?
The best they can.
Yeah.
I mean, they're part of our community too. So the banks play a critical role in our recovery.
Yeah. Now, you got an event going on tonight we were talking about earlier. Tell the audience again what you're going to try to accomplish.
Well, tonight we are expecting the business community to come out in full force to show their support to Gene Taylor and members of Congress. They are on a fact-finding mission. They want to look at what the barriers are to our economic recovery. And there are many barriers, but when you trace back the origination of the barriers, it all comes back to insurance. And so, you know, you look at, well, what are the issues? Well, the issues are, you know, a shrinking customer market that was affected by Katrina, the ability of people to come back and live here because they have no housing.
And reinvest, yeah. To be able to reinvest and get insurance for that reinvestment.
Exactly, and to have the confidence to reinvest in an area that does not have a seamless wind water policy to protect their property.
Explain the seamless wind water policy.
Well, actually, there is a complete information on a... Go ahead.
Hold on to that, Tish. When we come back, that's where we're going to go, folks. Go directly to Tish's explanation of what a seamless wind water policy is. This is new ground, folks. Tish is plowing new ground down there. And it's very important, and this is very important to you and me. We'll be right back. It's 10 Till. Stay with us.
Amazing why.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check those out. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Use them to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Tish Williams is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the director of Hancock County Chamber of Commerce in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, where Katrina came ashore, ground zero for Katrina almost 2 years ago. Tish, we're talking about this event that you got going on tonight. You got 13 members of Congress, including the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, including your own member of Congress, coming down there to find out what you guys need and the big issue that the big thing you're trying to accomplish right now is to get some kind of insurance coverage that makes sense for the kinds of risks that you guys have, the wind and water coverage, not just flood insurance, but also wind insurance and water that comes in as a result of wind, right?
We're looking for a bill in Congress that would give us a seamless wind water policy in the event to protect our property.
And explain what you mean by seamless wind water.
This is a product, or right now you can purchase wind insurance or flood insurance. And as you know, the national debate is wind versus water, which is causing people to still wait on their insurance payments. So this would end the debate of wind versus water, okay? And it would help us, it would result in faster claims payments, and it would relieve some burden on the taxpayer from a seamless wind water policy.
Now, would this be a federal policy, like federal flood insurance, not a private policy?
What Congressman Taylor and others are proposing is an expansion of the current National Flood Insurance Program, which would add wind to that program.
And this is a policy that people pay for, but it's underwritten by the government.
It's part of the existing National Flood Insurance Program.
And you want this to be expanded to include wind and water?
That is what our congressmen and others are proposing as a solution to the economic burdens that we are facing.
Well, you know, there are a lot of businesses on coastlines, within 20, 30 miles of coastlines, millions of businesses that could benefit from this. So I would think this is, but you know what, Tish? There are people who live inland who could have kind of catastrophes, flood storms, tornadoes and floods, all associated, they could benefit from this kind of coverage.
We believe it's a national issue, and especially when you look at what you just said, that over half the U.S. population does live in coastal counties alone. So that's what our call is to this country, is to take a look at House Bill 3121, and they could do that by going to a grassroots website. It's called www.nationalinsurancereform.com.
Nationalinsurancereform.com, okay.
And they can click into the House bill. They can look at the information about this and make their own decision if they think this is something that could affect them. And if they want to get behind this bill, we would encourage them to contact their congressman and to let them know that they support the bill and they would like them to vote yes when it comes to Congress. It's already passed the House Financial Services Committee.
Because just as, you know, private insurance companies don't want to provide the flood insurance the way the government underwrites it and charges for it, they also don't want to get into the seamless wind and water issue either, do they?
Well, at this point, the reason why our congressmen and others are proposing this as a solution is because the private sector is not able to or has not provided a seamless wind water product.
Right. Tish, we've got about a minute left. Other than this issue tonight, and good luck with that, by the way. I hope that works out for you and for everybody else. What else do you need?
Well, we were just talking about that earlier. We need an immediate economic boost, so come on down.
Spend some money. Bring your money and spend some money
in our area and help our businesses continue to stay in business. I mean, they're champions. They have come back through their own grit, true grit and determination. They've gotten back up in business. They are faced with a busted customer market, and you know, many of them tell me that after they pay their insurance and after they pay their employees, there's really nothing left to pay themselves. So if you can imagine the
well, small business owners all over the country can identify with that, Tish, because that often happens to us even when we don't have a storm. Hey, Tish, God bless you. I'm so proud of you and all your folks down there in the Bay St. Louis area.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Good luck to you tonight.
Bye-bye.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners like the ones in Hancock County in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.